For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest, former Wisconsin Badgers offensive lineman and 2024 NFL draft prospect, Tanner Bordolini. Tanner, how you doing, my guy?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. As I know, this process is probably, you know, a pretty busy one for you overall. So let's get to it. Let's break just things down and really how this whole pre-draft process has gone for you. Starting with, you know, after you exited Wisconsin, kind of what was the things that you kind of went to prepare for the NFL Combine?
So I went to the Sports Academy in Frisco, Texas, with Duke Mannyweather, a great place to train. But basically, it's a grind. You're going to be working out a lot. So about three times a day, the first one's strength, the second one's position work, and the third one's speed and agility. So it's really doing all these things for about 2.5 months prior to the combine to get yourself in a position to be successful there. And it was really great. I really enjoyed my time there, but it's different, man. It's a different kind of training than what you're used to. You know, offensive line wise, you're never running 40s, and now that's what you're doing. You're running 3-cone, L drill, 40-yard dash, things you would never really do on the football field, but things you have to really excel at when you get to the combine. So it was a different kind of training, but I really enjoyed it.
Was there something when you went into the offseason, especially athletic-wise, physically, that you were looking to kind of improve or try and, like, you know, try and showcase that specific skill?
I think short area quickness is something I really wanted to showcase at the combine and making sure I did well in those drills. And I felt like I did that, do that at the combine, which was really exciting to kind of hit your goals that you set prior to. But for me, it was really just more football-focused, trying to work with Duke on stuff that's going to apply to the game when you get drafted. You know, it's not so much about just pre-draft there, it's about post-draft and how do you put yourself in a position for long-term success.
Let's talk though about the combine a little bit, because I mean, I've known you for 2 years or so. I know, you know, your skill set, but really a lot of people maybe didn't know the athletic side until the combine, where you kind of stood out. You know, the 4.9, you broke sub-5, ran one of the top two times at the combine, and then the big one was where you ran the 7.13, breaking Jason Kelce's record in the 3-cone. Talked about the short area quickness. Were those numbers, you know, you anticipated heading into the combine? Because I know you told me you were going to test well, but what did you expect?
I mean, that's basically where I expected to be at. You know, when it gets to the game day and going to do it actually live, you only get one shot at the 3-cone and the pro agility, so hitting the times I wanted to was definitely something I had to emphasize. And, you know, you never know if it's going to be exactly how you did it in training, but you can only hope. And it went about as well as I could have asked for. It was all the times I hit when I was training. So that was really exciting to see. And I think it was really a good day overall for me.
You've gone through a lot of different parts of the pre-draft process. You were at the Senior Bowl. You met with a lot of teams at the Combine. When you're meeting with, you know, these teams and going through this process, what's kind of the feedback that you've received, especially regarding things around your versatility, what you might be expected to do at the next level, and where you might fit with certain teams?
The versatility is a big thing. A lot of teams like that, you know, because if you're not going to be the guy starting day one, you need to be able to back up multiple spots. So seeing that I have experience in those areas, and that I feel comfortable flipping in and out of spots is something that they really thought was great. And then just really trying to find the best fit. I mean, teams really had a lot of good things to say. And I mean, there's always things you can work on, but I think the versatility part is really huge in that if you're not going to be the guy day one, you have to be able to play those spots.
Let's talk about one position you might end up playing, though, in terms of solidifying yourself, which is center. Played center at Wisconsin mainly your last year there, and a lot of people pointed out two different aspects. The snapping, which, you know, was inconsistent at times, and then the blocking, which was the underrated part of your game, it felt, last year. What did you kind of take away from your year there playing center, and what have you kind of worked on this offseason in the case that you might play center at the next level?
Yeah, so snapping was the biggest thing for me. Getting by Duke is something I started drilling since the first day I was there. So it's something that I've been working on day in, day out, and I could just see the steady improvement over the past 2.5 months, which is great. You know, it's something that if you're really working at it, it's something that I really wanted to see get better, and it has been getting better. So I'm really excited about that. And then blocking is something I've always been doing or done well, in my opinion at least. But if you don't do one thing well, such as snapping, it gets overshadowed a little bit, and that's all right. You know, it's something you have to be a clean overall in your game, a clean player. But I think just some of those specific blocks, hand placement, because at the next level, there's not a lot of room for error. You know, the details matter quite a bit, hand placement, eyes. So really getting better at those small little things that are going to allow me to excel.
And let's go back to one specific area where, you know, that might have stood out a little bit, which is the Senior Bowl. You were asked to play center a bit, you know, obviously moved around a bit, but you were asked to play center, and it seemed like, you know, you saw improvements in your snapping there. Was that kind of a target area where you were kind of looking at where you kind of wanted to improve, and what did you take away from your Senior Bowl performance?
Absolutely. That was something I really wanted to show teams, that I have been working at it and that it has been getting better, and it's something that I believe I did. And it's only going to continue to improve, and that's something that I'm excited about, and I think teams see that. And then versatility was a big one that I was able to show there, is that, you know, you're playing three different spots in 3 days, and you have to learn the whole play, get comfortable. You know, you have, especially playing center this whole past season, you had to get comfortable in those spots really fast against some really good competition. But it was something that I thought I did well, and I think teams recognize that.
Going to the other side of your versatility, you know, we talked about center, but you've also played guard, both guard spots, you know, at Wisconsin. When it comes to playing guard, with you being at your size, around 305 pounds or so, what's kind of your mindset as a smaller offensive lineman going up against now NFL caliber players?
I think quickness is something that I've always prided myself on, and that, you know, if you're a lighter guy, you have to find those little things that you can be better at than maybe some of those heavier D tackles. But I feel like I can get my hands on quickly. Beat them to the point of attack, and I think that puts me in a position to succeed in those spots, even though I might not be as heavy as some of the other guys that play the guard spot. But regardless of weight, I think I still am very capable of getting the job done and doing it at a high level.
Let's talk about, you know, some of the things where you've been able to talk with NFL teams and such. What are some of the teams? I know 30 visits are going on. What are some of the teams kind of you've been able to talk to about getting on a 30 visit or getting on an informal visit type of thing with the draft coming up in the next month?
Yeah. So honestly, you meet with a lot of teams, which is really great. You know, the more teams that are interested, I think the better position it puts you in. So I've done a lot of Zoom meetings, but that's a really good thing. You know, I think I've done well in there. That's basically just install a play, watch some of your tape, explain what you're doing, and then reinstall it back to them. It's something I feel like I've done.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Really well with, and then coming up, got a couple of visits to a variety of places, which I'm really excited about. But I mean, it's good to have interest all around. I think that's something that I have a lot of right now. And, you know, there's a lot of Zoom calls again. So a lot of that happening, but something I'm really happy about.
Talking about, you know, different teams, every team has a different kind of offensive scheme. You played under four different offensive line coaches at Wisconsin. When it comes to something like that, you know, do you become a little more scheme interdependent with the way that different coaches ask you to, you know, to work at the offensive line position? Or how does that kind of both help you and hurt you in a way?
I think it helps more than it hurts. I mean, I would say the only aspect it would really hurt in is that you haven't truly just focused and mastered a single scheme. But I think, again, that versatility that you are able to play a multitude of schemes and a multitude of offenses. You know, you go from running heavy pro style, heavy, got a fullback in the backfield, we're running the ball, you know, two tight ends. Now to a spread offense out of 11 personnel, almost exclusively in shotgun. I mean, those are two completely different ways to run an offense, and not saying one's better or worse. But if you're going to run one, you know, and be great at one, you're probably not going to run the other as much. And that's the trade-off you make. But I think being able to have worked both of those for a full season and having a lot of experience, you know, interchanging in and out of different offenses is something that teams really value. And that's definitely going to help me going forward.
Talking about NFL teams now, do you feel there's a scheme you personally fit best in? I know you probably work well in all of them, but do you feel there's a scheme that might best, you know, suit your short area quickness and your athleticism skills and all of that?
I think the zone game is definitely something I would excel in, you know, getting those reach blocks, getting on edges, and really being able to seal that side off for the running back is something that I had to do a lot this year and something that I feel like I could really carry on and do well going forward. But that's not to say I feel like I could still excel in gap schemes and everything else that we do. It's just that's what we ran a lot of this year and something that I feel really confident in my ability to do.
One team that has, you know, somewhat revolutionized that zone scheme with a lot of different concepts, the San Francisco 49ers. When you talk about a team like that, especially with the perennial success that they've had, just in general, what would it mean to play for a team like that?
It'd be awesome. I mean, you watch San Francisco, it's a team that prides itself on being able to run the ball, which is something I would relate similar to Wisconsin, is that we always pride ourselves on being able to run the ball and run the ball well. And that's something that that team prides itself on as well. So being a part of that would be awesome. It'd be, you know, home away from home for me, and something that I'd be really excited to do.
Let's just talk, you know, stuff outside of the NFL. Obviously, you're going throughout the whole draft process, but what are the things, you know, you want to do in your free time nowadays, you know, when you have the short free time away from the workouts and the meetings and all that? What's kind of some things you're doing now that you're back in Wisconsin?
Spending a lot of time with friends and family. I think that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, you're about to go somewhere else for a really long time and probably not see them for the next few months. So really focusing on what I can do to make the most out of this short time I'm home, and really getting to connect with them and spend more time with them than I will be able to going forward is really the big emphasis point for me.
I mean, you spent 4 years, you know, at the program itself, became one of the more perennial offensive linemen. Have you gotten to speak with other players who've been there and then have gotten to the NFL, such as Joe Tippmann? You know, there have been a multitude of Wisconsin NFL offensive linemen. Have you gotten to speak with them, and what has kind of their feedback been for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You get to talk to them, and it's great because they went through it last year. So Nick, Keanu, Joe, gotten to talk to them all. And it's really insightful because you get an idea of what you're headed into, how it went for them, what their thoughts are, takeaways, and what they wish they could have done differently. But I think that's really beneficial in that, you know, you get a really good understanding of what you're getting yourself into. And they're great guys, and it's easy to talk to them whenever I get the chance. And it's always great talking to them, but it really helped give me an idea of what I was getting into and how it's going to go. But it's a long year, you know, and that's what they say, and it's only the beginning, but I'm excited, and it should be a great one.
Talking about, you know, as a rookie, I mean, I'm sure a couple of those guys know where all three didn't necessarily start the year as the starter. If you're not maybe going into a situation where you're going to be the starter, how do you approach that situation? I know you talked about the versatility being important, but how are you thinking about approaching that situation, looking to make the roster and then obviously try and translate that into more at the NFL level?
I think it comes down to doing your job to the best of your ability day in, day out. And for practice-wise, it's what's one thing I can get better at every day. Picking that one thing in the pass and in the run, and then really making that the emphasis point that no matter what happens today, no matter how it goes, if it's great, if it's terrible, this one thing is something that I did better today. And then just really treating it as if I am the starter. You know, I think if you're the backup or the guy that's not playing, you can't take a week off of preparation just because you're not starting. I think you have to treat it like you're going to be the guy, and that if you get that chance, you're really prepared for it.
Let's talk about one other team, your hometown team. You know, you're from Wisconsin, played 4 years at Wisconsin. What would it kind of mean if you were taken by the Packers, who are another team known for producing pretty strong offensive linemen, especially those selected in the middle of the draft?
It'd be awesome. I mean, you know, growing up 30 minutes east of Green Bay, you get to watch a lot of Packer games growing up, and grew up a longtime fan. So if I could play for the Packers, that'd be really awesome. And it'd be great to have my whole family be able to be there and support me, you know, basically for every game. And I know they'd love that too. But if not, I guess it's my last year being a Packer fan, and it's been a lot of fun, but I'm excited for whatever other opportunities there are.
Now let's talk about real quick, you know, the NFL draft kind of area. When you get drafted, is there, you know, what's kind of the, is there a number one purchase that you're thinking about? What's kind of the main thing you're looking forward to for the draft, you know, after you get drafted?
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really great day when it does happen. For me, I'm nothing too crazy. I'll probably just get a really nice recliner, something that I can always come back to after a long day and relax in. I think that'd be something that I'd use quite a bit and I'd be pretty happy about. So definitely probably going to be the first big purchase, I would say.
Sounds good. Right before we go out, want to ask you, Tanner, you know, you're back at Wisconsin. You have a couple of these visits right before the draft. Over this next month, kind of what's your main objective as you look, obviously, to the big day?
I mean, I think the hay's in the barn for the most part. It's just really showing teams that I am the right guy for them. I'll fit in great there, and that if they pick me, they're going to be really happy they did.
Appreciate it, man. Well, everybody, Tanner Bordolini, former Wisconsin Badger, and obviously one of the top offensive line, especially at center prospects in the 2024 NFL draft. Tanner, I appreciate your time. Any last comments before we head on out?
Nothing for me. On Wisconsin.
Hey, on Wisconsin. Appreciate it, man. And everybody else, we'll catch you guys next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.